Chapter 14. Prax. The man looked up into the glare of Zerbrin's helmet beam with distant eyes. His pupils constricted to pinpricks, and he recoiled from the light with a grunt, but did not otherwise appear to notice the giant in front of him. He was bruised, shorn, naked, but unusually fat. This was not the maltreatment Zerbrin would have expected from an alien conqueror. There was no brutality here. Injuries aside, which looked to be postural from remaining in one position for too long rather than inflicted, the man looked as well fed as any planetary governor. Zerbrin moved his light on. Blank faces luminesced under the beam, then returned to darkness and indignity as it passed. There must have been close to 100 hemmed into the stall. There was no room for them to move, even to sit. The floor was perforated metal for drainage, but the sheer volume of waste had clogged the pores, and solid effluent heaped up in lumpen mounds over toes that were turning black with poor circulation and disease. The stink was infernal. Despite everything that he was, Zerbrin felt himself back away. Slavery and squalor he had encountered on many worlds. This was something other, something worse.
"There are more ahead," called Nalis. "Here also," said Hardran, voice echoing from the stalls away to the right.
"There must be thousands,"
breathed Tosk, clumping forwards from behind, tracking the creaking stillness of the second level with his combi plasma.
"Tens of thousands," growled Columba.
Zerbarin spoke into his gorget pickup.
"Ryok, I need you in here. Bring Brother Antil."
An affirmative burred through his vox channel. He killed the squad frequency and looked around again, easing his finger around the trigger of his pistol. Reticules wobbled across his visor, searching for something to target.
"Detecting movement,"
said Columba, his vox dialed down to a low bass. He pointed up to the second floor.
"More stalls, perhaps," said Zerbrin.
Columba shrugged.
"Hardran, search the upper level. Tosk, secure the stairs and cover him. Nalis, run a circuit of the perimeter."
The veteran brothers nodded. In battle plate and deep shadow, it was an ominous, inhuman gesture. Apothecary Ryok entered just as Nalis left. The glow of his binoptics intensified as they adapted to the gloom. Antil ducked through the splintered portico after him, vox antennae twanging against the lintel beam. Mendel Ryok, meanwhile, continued to the stalls. There was a piston shock, flesh punctured, a breathless gasp. The apothecary's Narthesium punched a sampler into the nearest captive's jugular. The man moaned piteously, legs wobbling, but the press of filthy bodies held him steady. Zerbrin hovered his helm light over the man's gasping mouth, his curiosity piqued by something he had seen there. As well as having no hair, the man also had no teeth, and now he checked. No fingernails, nothing with which he could conceivably do harm to himself or another. A rare and unsettling cocktail of pity and disgust settled in his gut like one of Ryok's analgesic slimes. His roving beam paused on the face of a woman who opened her mouth placidly as though conditioned to associate light with water or food. There was something branded onto her cheek. Zerbrin moved closer. She remained as she was, mouth wide and waiting, even as Zerbrin enclosed her head in his gauntlet and turned it gently to the side. The brand was that of a snake. The man under Mendel Ryok's administration gave one last grunt as the apothecary's Narthesium retracted.
"There are dangerously high levels of synthetic growth enhancers, testosterone and other steroids in his blood. I would need to return him to Dantellion's apothecarian for more thorough investigations. Take him and one other and begin what tests you're able. I think we have what we came for. Raise the gunship," Zerbrin added to Antil. "We need evacuation for these two test subjects."
"That deviates from the mission schematic, Brother Captain."
"The fault is ours," said Zerbrin. "We failed to anticipate the possibility of survivors. As you were ordered, brother."
"Brother Captain!"
Straddling the top step and the next floor, Tosk swung his combi plasma and helmet beam down onto whatever the veteran brother had spotted amongst the stalls. Zerbrin, Columba, and Ryok instantly had pistols raised. A human, unfettered and clothed, withered under the spotlight. Like his domesticated brethren, he was shorn and branded and denuded of teeth. Unlike them, he had two off-white molars stapled into his brow. They reminded Zurbarin of rank pins or the long service studs that the veterans of other chapters employed. The man licked his lips nervously, hugging a rusty pail to his chest as though to hide behind it. It slopped with a reddish-brown gelatin that Zurbarin initially hoped was waste, but which, judging from the hanging mouths in the stalls to either side, he had the appalling suspicion was food. The man bared his gums, squinting between Tosk and the others. Then he screamed, shattering the night quiet like an intruder alarm. It lasted half a second before mass-reactive rounds from four different weapons explosively ripped his body to pieces, vaporous parts of him filming the surrounding stalls. The human cattle, mouth agape, began slowly to lick their lips. Zurbarin held his breath as the echoes died. Chains and hoses clinked and swayed. Lips slurped. Tosk covered his angles warily. Columba calmly moved to cover another angle of approach through the maze of stalls. Zurbarin checked his visor display. Ident runes shuffled across the display. There was Tarsus to his left. Gallen and his team spreading out through the cattle sheds. Hard ran in the plain above. Nothing. He allowed his battle readiness to ease. An inquiring grunt sounded from deeper in the complex. It was porcine. Feral. Tension returned immediately to Zurbarin's grip. The battle for Idolica was fresh in his memory, the savage grunt speak of the alien, a repugnance he would remember until death relieved him of his duty.
Contacts!
He roared, stepping away from the stall and aiming his bolt pistol into the swaying, clinking, snarling dark. His beam hit something green. Metal winked from an axe blade, tooth caps, the lead-hued base of tribal body art. He spared a passing split second of a thought to the human cattle all around, packed in so close he could feel their body heat. He dismissed the minor variable. There was no longer any hope for them. He fired. The bolt round exploded in the orc's face, blasting the brute back and down against a partition wall. Rayok and Columba pushed forwards with him in lockstep, a perfect firing line, pistols blazing. From above, Tosk opened up with a strobing burst of fire, stitching a line of eviscerated orc green and human pink across a row of stalls. Without warning, the veteran brother checked his fire, turned, and opened up on the second floor. Answering fire from stubbers and shooters, bracketed the Space Marine's armor and chewed into the steel wall behind him. He held firm, breaking up the incoming fire with controlled, even bursts of bolter fire. A triumphant cry filled the unit vox, then cut off. Ardran's rune blinked from gold to black in Zurbarin's visor. Red threat icons generated by his suit's Auspex boiled around the edges of his display. A firecrack bang hit the side of his helm with something hot and wet. He staggered back until his genetic gifts could eliminate the aural shock and reassert his sense of balance. Rayok was down, a bullet in his temple. Zurbarin stepped over the downed apothecary, solid slugs spanking off his battle plate. Heavy stubber fire was thundering down on him from the second level. By weight of numbers and brute resilience, a mob of orcs had taken the overhang that looked over the factory floor and forced Tosk onto the stairs. The veteran was firing point blank now, descending backwards, ceding the stair step by step. The orcs were huge, bare-chested, arrogant in their simplicity. In a moment of clarity, Zurbarin saw them for what they were. They were the Greenskins' exemplars. With a furious cry, Columba fired up his chainsword. The sergeant stepped up onto the air cycler set against the stairside wall and jumped across the walkspace, reaching the opposite side stall where he kicked, a servo-assisted release of superhuman force that drove his power-armored bulk crashing through the metal balustrades and into the orcs piling down the stairs. Blood sprayed across the wall, and for a moment it was impossible to distinguish the howls of the orcs from that of Columba's chainsword. Rayok's mouth grill chewed out gravel sounds as he shook his head and rose with a slur of motorized joints, freeing a frag grenade from the clutch at his hip. He pulled the pin and lobbed the charge over arm onto the second level. The explosion blew out the handrail, smashed the orc's lackluster fire discipline, and brought down part of the ceiling. The apothecary turned his half-metal grimace on Zerberin. His face was a bloody mess, the bullet trapped between the metallic struts that secured his augmetics to the bone.
"Retrograde aberrations," he snarled.
Zerberin yanked the apothecary behind him as an orc wearing serpentine tattoos and what looked like human skin shorts kicked through a stall door and charged. Its axe clanged against Zerberin's raised vambrace. Steel on ceramite. It never stood a chance. With a loud crack, the haft splintered, the head spinning aside, but the strength behind the initial blow was phenomenal and sent Zerberin reeling. A bolt round punched through the orc's ribcage and blasted half its chest out through its back. A second round blew out the other half before a third in quick succession detonated between its eyes and finally killed it in its tracks. Brother Antil lowered his bolt gun, the muzzle steaming hot.
"Gunship inbound! 5 minutes!"
Zerberin nodded gratitude and opened a vox link.
"Pull back to the landing zone and regroup," he turned to Rayok. "Select your subjects, apothecary. They are to be the lucky ones after all."
The bloodied apothecary lowered his pistol and stalked to the nearest stall to obey. Antil hefted his bolt gun to cover Rayok while Zerberin slowly backed up, laying down fire to enable Tosk and Columba to break away and withdraw. A resounding clang pulled Zerberin's attention back towards Rayok and Antil. A ventilator grill banged against the wall, and a double-jointed runt of a creature, the surf caste called Gretchen, slid on its backside out of the shaft. There, it freed up the stubber in its lap and let rip on full auto. Ricochets sprang between Rayok and Antil's heavy battle plate, but the runt's aim was not nearly so discriminate. The bullet spray perforated the stall partition, and several men and women took hits. They mewled like stricken animals, unable even to fall over as they died. Zerberin dragged the creature out by the head and crushed its skull with a mild application of force. Rayok, a bald, plump female over one pauldron and a male over the other, indicated that he was ready. Columba and Tosk joined them, the latter raking what was left of the second level with suppressive fire, while the sergeant, grey plate, a gory black, squeezed off snapshots at anything that so much as threatened to be green. The four space marines formed a closed cage around the apothecary, the orcs hurling themselves against the wall made by the Sons of Dawn and finding it unbreakable.
"Out!"
Zerberin yelled over the doubled thunder of bolter fire, anchoring the retreat as one by one his brothers followed Rayok out, exiting one firestorm and entering another.